okay, today is Daf Chaf Aleph. We're actually on Chaf Aleph. We did a little bit of Chaf Aleph yesterday. We're by Gufa Amar Ze'iri. I know, about 15 lines down. Chaf Aleph, Gufa Amar Ze'iri. And today she is sponsored for Foolish Lamb for Shoshana Basia, Bas Rachel Devorah. So Gufa Amar Ze'iri, Amar Rav Yochanan, Amar Rav Chanina. Dam Shabishlu, cooked dam. Dam that you cook. Eino over olav. You're not over if you eat that dam. You're not over the itzer of eating dam. Why not? I said it yesterday. Why? You change it. Yosef Rava, v'ka'amalel ha'shmaita. Rava said over this verse, this memra. Eitz v'abaya, by the way, dam shebishlu, look at Rashi. Rashi of dam shebishlu. You see dam shebishlu? Right, see this Dam Shabishlu? Very interesting Rashi. Rashi says, Bain, you see, Bain Dechulin, Bain Dechajim, V'achlu, Ina Overla. Ina Chayav. Why? Talo Chayav Torah, Ela Al Dam Haro'oi Lekapara. You're only over for eating Dam, drinking Dam, that's Roy for Kapara. The Dam Kachim, Meshabishulo, and when dam kachim is cooked, it lo chazi lemulse. It's not roy to be sprinkled on the mizbeach. V'nafak mi Torah dam, and it goes out of Torah dam. U'meliach arehu kuroseach. And a separate thing that salting is like cooking. So Rashi says that if it's cooked, it can't be used for the mizbeach. Right. Since it can't be used in the mizbeach, they get no kapara. If you get no kapara, they're not chayav to eat it. So, why not? Why can't it be used in the mizbeach? Who made up that rule? Who made up that rule? Cook dam can't be used. Why not? What? Let's say you did it. Let's say the kohen, they shucked an animal, they took the dam, they go cooked it. Now they want to sprinkle it. Who said they can't? Rashi says they can't. Who said that? They're injured, right? Rashi takes it for granted. Why are you not chayav to eat dam? Let's say you cook it in the klisharis. Yeah. But that would be a separate problem. At least you can get around that problem. Rashi says the only time you're over the Easter of eating dam is dam that's right for kapara. Cook dam that's right for kapara. How does Rashi know that? Rashi, where did we get that from? Right? We assumed it. We took it for granted. Right? So the Rabbi Yosef Engel, the Oxford the Rashi says, interesting. I don't know if it's true. I mean, he says it's true. There's nothing that goes on the mizbeah that's going to change the state. Nothing goes on the mizbeach that's been changed. All natural things. Therefore, it's impossible to cook them. What? What do you mean? Right. Therefore, it's already done. What do you mean already done? You mean already? It's already baked. Right. So is that true? Even though it's changed, because it's flour, it comes from the kernel. Right. He says, "Shenishtana kefi shahaya b'chol dover shenishtana hustle l'mizbeach." Right, they changed it. That's what he's saying. So that explanation needs an explanation, right? But it's an interesting question, interesting answer, interesting thought, right? Think about that during the day. See, somehow it changes. We all know that when you cook something, it changes, right? I have water, I cook it, it's different. That's the same water. Chicken soup cold and chicken soup hot, two totally different things. No question about that. Right? Such a thing. Right? What? I understand, but it's a totally different thing. So, the question's a good question. Rashi takes it for granted. There's an angle struggle to find out why that should be. He gives an answer. That answer needs an explanation. That's all I'm saying. Anyway, Aisvi Abaya. Abaya asked the following question. Why did he add that? That might have been for the previous thing before. He put a lot of salt into Dom. You ruined it. Why? What'd you ruin it for? It's like a cooked it. Right, I'm not sure why. Yeah, I'm not sure why he said that. Right. Why Rashi threw that in at the end, I don't know. Two questions. Anyway, Eitz V'Abaya. This is a side point. I thought it was very interesting. Right, Rashi takes it for granted. What do you mean? I don't know. But because of kapara, the reason that Machayev, he cooked blood, it is not right for kapara, who made up that rule? So Rashi makes up that rule, trying to figure out what that rule means. Okay, the explanation needs a hesper. Okay. Right. What? No. If you bring it as an animal, it's right. That's what he's saying. No. It means that the blood potentially could be right. The blood potentially is fine. So what if it's the blood of a non-kosher animal? That's what you're asking. I don't know. Right? But it's not kosher anyway. I don't know. You might be chayav for that. Who's he chayav? Why is it not right for kapara? If you make it into a carbon. Eitri Abaya asked the following question. Hakafe es adam, if you harden the dam, ba'achol, and you ate it, oh, shehimcha es achelev, or you heated up the chelev, ugamo, chelev apparently is solid, right? So you liquefy it, and gamo, and you swallow it, chayev, you're chayev, right? So it's a kasha. Ziri said, you put there on cooked blood. Why you put there on cooked blood? Right? Why you put there on cooked blood? Right? Right? But here it says, you chayev if you cook it. You cook it and make it hard, you chayev. Ziri said, you put there. Simple zero. So, lokasha. Khan, Ziri was talking about shekaf of ba'ar. You cooked it with a fire. Therefore, you're chayev. Kan, therefore, you're putter. Right? Therefore, you're putter. Kan, the brisa was talking about shikafa b'chama, you cooked it in the sun. Bi'or, if you cook it on a fire, lohadar. It's never going to go back to its natural state. B'chama, if you cook it in the sun, hadar, it's going to go back to its natural state. Chazal said, cooking in the sun, it's not going to the same degree, it's not going to reach the same temperature, it's not going to be the same thing as cooking on fire. So it got hot. Got a little spoil, got hot. Yeah, if you leave something out in the sun, it gets hot. Okay, you can't cook an egg in the sun. Maybe in the desert, the normal case, you can't do that. That'll change a little bit. Let's go back to be regular down. Cook it on a fire, totally change it. Therefore, you're going to be potter. But in the sun also, have a separate problem. Once it's changed. It's ruined. So you're right. It doesn't have the din of a cooked item the way the fire does. But Lamaita, it's been rejected. It's idchi. And once something's idchi, it's idchi totally. So it's never going on the mizbeach. And if it's not going on the mizbeach, you should be potter. So the Gemara answers, Da'aboy mine Rebbe Mani Rebbe Yochanan, because he asked the following question. Dam shekarash, if blood got hard, ba'achlu, mau. What's the story? Amalei, ha'ol v'nitche yitche. Since it got pushed off. Ishtik. Rebbe didn't have an answer to that kasha. Rebbe was quiet. Didn't have an answer. Right? You're right. It's not the same cooking. Chazanish has a whole shot. It's not the same cooking. You're right. The Lamaite is pushed off. So why should you be chayef for that? So, Amalei, Abaya comes up with an answer. Dilma, Vadai, maybe the whole shot, we have a whole shot wrong. So Machlokis now, if we're rejecting the sun versus fire distinction, for this distinction, or this is in addition to that. It doesn't make a difference. Khan, Vadai Khan, the Bryce is talking about the Chatas Hachitonios. In the outer Chatasis, cooked dam in the outer Chatasis is going to be fine. Why? We'll see in a minute. Khan, Ziri was talking about the Chatas Hafinimios in the inner Chatasis. Chatasis is blood that goes in the inner Mizbeah, from Kippur, Parhel of Davar, those are those types of chazas. There, kukdam is going to be potter. Now, Amar, Rava pipes up, in Kartan Mil to the Amar of Chitta. Now, he just reminds you of something Rav Chitta said. Dam shekarash b'chatas, dam that got hard by a chatas, v'achlo chayev. You chayev for that. Why? Because it says, v'lokach v'nosan, Amar Rachmana. V'hai, bar lakicha v'nesinahu. Hard blood, can I lakach means to take? Can you take a liquid? Not really. Can you take a solid? Yeah. Can you put down a liquid? Not really. Can you put down a solid? Yeah. So by the outer chatasid, the Torah uses lashonos that could be applied to a solid. Therefore, we're going to be chayiv. The chatas apilimios, but achlo potter. You know why? Because it's v'taval, v'hiza. Those are lashonos of a liquid. therefore, Amarachmana, Baha'i, Lav Bar Tzvila V'Hazahu. A solid blood is not something that you can do Tzvila with. It's not that you can do Hazah with. It's solid. Therefore, you're going to be Potter because it has changed. Okay? Rava Didayamar, Rava Himdaz, that was Rava was reporting the Shita of Rav Chista. Rava Didayamar, Rava himself held Afilu Chatas Afinimio. Even an inner Chatas Ba'achul Chayim. You know why? Howell sins. This would be good in the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It would be good. Since it's not good here, but it would be good over there, therefore you chayev anyway. Now we're going to get to your point. Amar of Papa, Tilkach, Dam, Chamar, is a dam of a donkey, can't be on any Mizbeach ever, non-kosher animal, Shekarash, that got hard, V'achol, and you ate it, chayev. You want to be chayev for that. Why? Because in a situation where it's a kosher animal, that would be chayiv. So therefore, the fact that it's a trade animal doesn't make it better. Therefore, you chayiv as well. Next. Amar of Gidel Amar Zeiri. Ben Dam Ben Lach Ben Yavesh Chote. Dam, whether it's hot, dry or liquidy, is a chatitza. Doing here. So some say that the previous Gemara, where it said Amar Deiri, we start off today Amar Deiri, they have a different gear set where it's Amar Gidol Amar Deiri. So the same with Gidol, so they call another thing from Gidol, has nothing to do with anything. There are Amar, anyway, there's a Gidol, the Amar Gidol Amar Deiri, they changed the previous member to be the same thing. Rav Gidol said it in the name of Deiri. Won't you mention something from Gidol in the name of Deiri? You mention another member, even though it has nothing to do with anything, which is that blood is a chatitza. Go to a mikvah, you have blood on you, it's a chatitza. Bein dam, bein lach. Bein lach, bein yavesh. Chotis. Wait a minute. There's the following braisa. It says, hadam, blood, badio, or ink, badvash, or honey, chalav, or milk, yaveshin, if the yavesh, chotisin. If they're dry, they're a chatitza. Lachin, if they're wet, ain't a chotisin. They're not a chatitza. Why are they not a chatitza? So machlokas we've shown him. Tosuf says, the reason why they're not a chatitza is because they wash off. They're wet, they're liquidy, they're wet. They're not going to be a chatitza anyway. The rush hold, no, because people aren't makbid on things that are liquidy. So if you're not makbid, it's a meat, it's not on your whole body. You don't have paint on your whole body. You don't have honey, you have a little thing on your fingers. So that's you're not makbid on that. Maybe there could be an afkamina between the two answers. Anyway, so what do you see from here that the Rav Gidol, the name of Eri, said that liquid is a chatitza, but a brayta says it's not true. Well, kasha, again, not a kasha. Rav Gidol, hard, Rav Gidol, the tzarech. Rav Gidol was talking about a case where the liquid is turning hard. So it's already turning hard already. Therefore, it's a chatitza. They were talking about the brayta was the low tzarech, where it's not hard yet at all. It's completely liquidy. That's not a chatitza. Once it starts to harden, that could be a problem. Okay, now, next. Back to salt. It says in the pasuk like this: V'chol karvan minchasecha, every karvan with a mincha, the melach timlach. With melach, you should salt it. Lo sash mit melach, don't not salt it. Brit halokecha be al minchasecha akar kavancha tak with melach. Okay, very wordy pasuk. So the Gemara asks, timlach l'mayasa. What is the extra word timlach? The melach timlach, extra word there. Look at the Tanya. For the following reason. B'melach, it says B'melach, Yachal, I would think, Tivbonehu, which is going to mean put on a lot of salt. That's what I would think it's going to mean. Put on a lot of salt. Talmud Lomar, therefore it says Timlach. Don't put on a lot of salt. E, Timlach, if it would have said the word Timlach, Yachal, I would think, B'melach, maybe I can use salt water. Talmud Lomar, no, B'melach. It's got to be real salt, not some kind of brine. Now, then it says, lo sash bit melach, right, don't not put salt on, right? Hacha, haba melach, she'eno shovetet. Use salt that never stopped being mined. Ve'ezezu, melach sedomis. That's melach sedomis. Rashi says, shematsuya b'kayit u'b'chorem. Shovetet, that's the lo sash bit, come to rest, like Shabbat. Don't use salt that you can only get to in certain times of the year. Use salt that you can get to all times of the year. For example, Melech Sodomis. Umenayin Shemlo Matzah Melech Sodomis. How do I know if you can't find Melech Sodomis? Maybe Melech Iskaruknis. You can bring some other kind of salt. How do they translate that? If it's translated from the town of Iskaruknis, same thing. Iskaruknis salt. What's the difference about Iskaruknis salt? So Rashi says, Minakarka, Ubinazit, Nazit, Ubide Adam. So for some reason, maybe it can't be mined at all seasons. That what? I don't know. Tamba Lomar, Takriv Kolshu. You can bring it to whatever you want. Right? The bottom line is, we don't care. Takriv Mikal Mako. The salt could be from any place. Says Rashi, Vafilu Michutz La'aretz. Even from Chutz La'aretz. Right? We're showing a mask. What do you mean Chutz La'aretz? I can't bring an animal from Chutz La'aretz? To be a carbon? Would that be good? Of course it's good. What are you telling me? I'm allowed to bring salt from Chutz La'aretz? Why not? You have a special word, Tashbit, so you're learning out. L'chatzila, make sure the salt can be mined the whole year. It's never rested, not the summer, not the winter. What do you mean Chutz La'aretz? What would I think you can't bring salt from Chutz La'aretz? What? Sodom is in Eretz Yisrael. You've been to the Dead Sea? It's part of Eretz Yisrael. The point is, what do you mean? What do you mean Chutz La'aretz? There's no answer to that question. You hear? You can't bring an animal, you can't bring something from Chutz La'aretz. That's what's even harder. Takriv, afilu b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos. So why would I think not? You're allowed to do a vote on Shabbos. If it's for an animal that you can do the avoda, then you can bring it on Shabbos too. What kind of thinking is that? Now, by the way, what malacha, let's assume we get together on that kasha, what malacha would there be that the Torah has to tell me, by the way, you can salt it on Shabbos? What malacha would there be? Why would I think you can't? Why can't you salt something? The only, right? The only problem of salting an item would be ma'abid, right? And there's no ma'abid by food. So what's the issue? Why do I need a special leeway to tell me you're allowed to put the salt on Shabbos? First of all, you can do any carbon on Shabbos. If it's appropriate carbon, that's not a Shabbos. Second of all, why would I think you can't? What's the issue? Ma'abid. We're talking about food. Yeah, you're not putting salt in your chicken soup? Of course you are. What's the shayla? What's going on here? There's like 8 answers to this question. Just to mention some of them. I think I mentioned 3 of them. Many answers, they're all the same. So the Rajba asked the Kasha about why would I think you're not allowed to salt on Shabbos at all? After all, it's part of the Avoda. Maybe you have a Havmin, it's not really part of the Avoda. It's like a Hetzer or Kamash, well, no, it's part of the Avoda, you can do it on Shabbos. Then the second question was, what's the Issa? What's the Malacha that you're doing? That you can't do it. What would be the problem? So the Rashba answers, what karbanos are you using it for? Shabbos karbanos. Shabbos karbanos are not eaten. Apparently it says that. The Musaf of Shabbos is not eaten. Therefore, I would say, well, it's not eaten, what are you putting salt on for? What's the heter? The heter is because you want to eat. It's not considered food. No one's eating it. One answer. The Maharam Rattenberg says, what? Yeah, true. But if you're not eating it, then you salt again on Shabbos. What are you doing? What? I know. So I would have a havamina that since no one's eating it, then why should it be mutter? Because no, it's not eating mutter. Because what's the havamina? The havamina was since no one's eating it, why should it be mutter? The answer is it's still mutter. That's the Rashba's answer.
Why?
I understand. What? Right. So, but the Braisa goes out of its way to tell you you're allowed to salt on Shabbos. Yeah. The question is, that's like saying you're allowed to get dressed on Shabbos. What do you mean you're allowed to get dressed? Right, same thing. You're allowed to get dressed on Shabbos. But what's the Havanina? So, I'm not saying it's good Havanina. What? So I only have 3. I only have 3. There are 8. There's more than 8. Ram Rattenberg says that, let's say you ran out of salt. You ran out. You have no more salt, you ran out of salt. Where am I getting salt from? Well, I'm going to have to carry salt from the Sefer Rabbah. Are you allowed to do that? The answer is yes. That's the question. That's the Ram Rattenberg's first answer. You like that one? That one all right? A little better? The second answer he gives is, after you salt an animal, after you salt the meat, what do you do with it? You put it on the mizbeah. What's going to happen now? There's going to be a fire on there. So now, are you allowed to cook that salt? Is that an official problem? What? You're allowed to cook the carbon? Yeah, but he says the salt on it's not an ichor part of the carbon. Maybe you're running into official problems. Kamashma, you're not running into official problems. All right, you don't like that one.
What?
They're all similar answers like that. All potential malacha that you're not going to run into. Yeah. You have to go down there. Okay. Very good. Okay. Excellent. I agree with you that the question is still better than the answer. Right, why is the Mishnah, why is the Brisa telling you that you're allowed to do this on Shabbos? Next, Betakriv, Afilu Betumah, even with Tumah. My Tivonehu, what does the word Tivonehu mean? Amar Rabba Bar Ula Hachika Amar. Yachal Yisboninu Ketevin Batid. I would think it's like making straw. Right? Like the adding straw to the mortar. Kamashma, that's what it's like. Meaning a lot. No, it doesn't mean that. Amalei Abaya, Yachi, if so, Yisboninehu Liboyali. Then it should have said the word, Yisboninehu. Should have said that word. El Amar Abaya, no, what I meant was to say, Yachal Yaseo Kibinyan. I would think you make it like a building, like, you know, heap on that salt. Amalei Rabba, Yachi, Yisboninehu Liboyali. Should have said the word Yisboninehu. El Amar Rabba, Yachal Tivonehu, my Tivonehu, Amar Ravashi, Yachal Yitin Botam Kibina. I would think it means putting like knowledge into understanding. Meaning, I think it means a lot, right? Talmud Lomar, Timlach, Keteru Ose, what do you do? Maybe Ha'eva, you bring the limb, Benosin Olav Melach, you put salt on it, Bechose, Vahavcha, you turn it over, Benosin Olav Melach, Umalehu, and then you bring it up on the Mizbeach. Amar Abaya, Bechay LeKedira. The same thing is by a Kedira, right? When you want to remove blood from a meat in a pot, that's what you do. Put the blood on, turn it upside down, put the bun on again. I have never learned Hilchos Melicha, so I'm not sure if that's the halacha. That's what Abaye said. Okay? Good? Next. Tanur Rabbanan. We're going to learn there were three places, to give you a heads up, there were three places where they had salt. They had salt in the Lishkat HaMelach, the Chamber of Salt. They had salt on the ramp of the Mizbeah, a pile of salt on the ramp of the Mizbeah. And they also had a pile of salt on top of the mizbeah. Those are the two places where they had salt. Okay? Now the Brisa says like this. Tanur Rabbanan, melach sh'algabi ha'eiver, mol in bo. If the melach is already on the limb, right, it's as if it's part of the carbon, and if you touch that, you play with that, you get enough from that, yichai, if you're over me'ila. Sh'algabi ha'kevesh, if it's on the ramp, v'shebarosho shal mizbeah, ain't mol in bo. There's no me'ila for that. But Amar of Masna, Vaikra, what's the source for that? So it's a pasuk. It says in Yecheskel, "Ve'grafdim l'pnei Hashem, v'shlichu akahanim aleihem melach, v'helu osam ola l'Hashem." But it says v'helu osam ola, that the salt plus the limb, that's called an ola. That's the ve'ilan. But so therefore, the ve'ilan that. It's not ve'ilan any other salt. Okay. Now Tnan Hasam, look over there. Look at Rashi. Tanan Hassan, first skinny line. Where? So Rashi says, the Masechta Shkalim, we learned the Masechta Shkalim, Al Shivat Dvarim, on seven things, Hisnu Bezdin. Bezdin made it tonight that the Kahanim are allowed to use these items. The Eluhin. The Elu Shnaya Mehem, Al HaMelech, Va'al HaEtim Shal Kodesh. The salt and the wood, they're allowed to get Hanafra. Right? Al HaMelech, Va'al HaEtim, the salt and the wood, Shihu HaKahanim, the Osin Bahem. The Kahanim are allowed to have Hanah from them. Right, Rashi says, Nan in Mehen. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, and we're going to have a hard time figuring out what Shmuel means by this. Lo Shana, that's only true. Ella Likarbana. That's only for their karbanos. Avala Achila, lo. For eating, no. What does that mean? So, Kasal Kataita, my Likarbana. What does that mean, Likarbana? Limelach Likarbana. For the salting of their carbon. Rashi says, but Limelach, and what does it mean, Lachila, which is no? That means, Lachila's Kajam. So look at Rashi. Lamolach Karbanam. Olosam uminchasam shehein meviyim. That means their own private carbon. If a Kohen wants to bring his own private carbon, he's allowed to use the salt from the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean where it said la'achila, where Shmuel said no, they're not allowed to? That's talking about, look at Rashi, klomar, la'achila ha'magia l'chelkam, the food that's in their portion. Kigon, chazav, v'shav, chatas, hashamos, hayachin meidi dehein ofer. Right, people bring carbon the whole day. They get to eat a portion of that. That they can't use the salt. If it's their own carbon, they can. That's what Shmuel said. If it's someone else's carbon, they can. Okay? Now, we're explaining a minute. Hashta limloach oros kachim yahavidon. If you're allowed to use the salt to get the hide, and they can use the salt. That's what the salt was doing in the lishkat hatmelach. That they're allowed to use. Lachilas kachim lo yahavidon. The camp is told them to meet to get from someone else's carbon. Is that possible? The Tanya. There were three places where the salt was poured. And on the ramp. And on the rosh of the mizbeach. What did they do with the lishkas hamelach? That's what they would salt. They would the hides of the kachim. But that they were allowed to do? But they can't use it to eat? That's going to be the kasha. Agave kevesh. What did they do with the salt on the ramp? Shasham molichin et eivarim. That's where they would salt the limbs. Now, Berosh Hashem Mizbeah, what did they do with the salt on top of the Mizbeah? Shasham Molichin, that's where they would salt HaKomet, HaLavona, HaKetoret, Minchas Kahanim, Minchas Koy Mashiach, Minchas Nesachim, Ba'olot Ha'ol. They would salt all that on top of the Mizbeah. How could you tell me they can't use salt to eat? Listen to this. Shmuel made a statement. They're allowed to use the salt, lekarbanam, not for achila. What does that statement mean? Does it mean that they're allowed to use the salt if they bring their own carbon, but they can't use salt on the carbon that they eat, the portion that they eat from the Klai Yisrael's karbanam? Is that possible? How can that be possible? They're allowed to use the salt to salt their hides, but they can't use it to eat meat? How can that be? In that discussion, The Gemara here brings a brisa that they would use the salt on top of the mizbeach to salt the ketoret. Then what would they do with the ketoret? They would then take it to the little mizbeach and burn it there. So ask the Tosfos, why would they go to the top of the mizbeach to salt the ketoret? Why don't they use the salt on the rim? They're walking extra. It's a brilliant question. Well, you hear the question? Or they walk to the top of the mizbeach, there's three places of the salt. In the Lishka, we're not talking about that salt. On the ramp and on top of the mizbeach. So the Brisa here said, what would they do with the salt on the ramp? They would use it to salt the Eivarim. What would they do with the salt on top of the mizbeach? Oh, they would salt everything that goes somewhere else. Right? Molech HaKomet, HaLavona, Ketoret, Minchas Kahanim, Minchas Kor Mashiach, Minchas Nesachim, all those. Why are they walking extra to do all this salt? Why don't they just use salt on the ramp? Who asked that question? Tosfos. Look at Tosfos at Ketoret. Bim Tomar. Lama molichin is like a Torah. Brosh Hashem is bech. Yosom yala kevesh. Why are they going to the top of the ramp? More than the ramp itself. Alob mizbeach hapinini hayikarev. Anyway, they have to take this stuff and bring it to the inner mizbeach. The lavona, the ketores, is on the inner mizbeach. That's the lavona, the ketores. It's on the inner mizbeach. Why are they walking out of the way? The Yishlomar, listen to Tosa's unbelievable answer. Lefish ala kevesh. It's on the ramp. Hayibislach lech badam hayivarev. It was very dirty. With the dam of the Eivarim. But on the Mizbeach, Hayimalichin Davar Yavish. On top of the Mizbeach, there is no dam. Only dry things. Komet, Lepona, Minchas Kahanim, Minchas Korin HaMashiach. Afal Pish, Hayimalichin Shem Olata Oh, Hayimuad. Yeah, they would fall to birds. That's a very small animal. Very small amount of blood over there. So it's much cleaner. Much cleaner up there. not inferior salt. Not inferior salt at all. Same salt. The point is, you're walking out of your way. That was Tosa's question. Why are you walking out of your... Right, it's all bloody on the ramp. It's all bloody. So don't use that salt. Go keep on walking. You have to walk extra true. Keep on walking. Go to the top. It's much cleaner up there. Use that salt to has blood already. The funny thing is that we don't consider that dirty. We consider that part of the avodah dirty. It's also the same. It's much dirtier on the ramp. But why... Right, you're going out of your way. You're passing it. Interesting. You'd be my view on the mitzvah. Interesting. What? Right. Right, it's full of dam. Right, but we don't view dam as a bad thing. You're doing the Ratzon Hashem. Right? Why is there dam that we don't know the answer to that? What's going on there? You look, like Rafinka said, you go to the basement, it looks like a butcher shop. Right? It's the most holy place in the world. It looks like one big butcher shop. That's what it looks like. Right? You have to look beyond the butcher shop to get to the holiness. At first blush, it looks like a big butcher shop. Right? Yeah, there's blood there. It's blood. You know, it's what goes on. Like I said, it's a butcher shop. It's not an immaculate place. It's not clean. On top of the mat, it's much cleaner. There's no blood up there. It's very interesting. It's a very interesting answer. Blood? It's applied. It's applied. It's blood there on the corner, yeah. But on the ramp, all the bar ramp, it's much dirtier. It's a much busier, much dirtier place. I don't know where the salt was exactly. So he's tossing and saying it's cleaner. Right, I want to finish. And so the kasha is, how could Shmuel say that? How could Shmuel say you can't use the dam? You can't use the salt to salt the karbanos of Klai Yisrael that the Kohanim are allowed to eat. How could that be? Ella, my karbanum. You know what it means, karbanum? L'achila's karbanum. My achila? Achila de chulin. No. That you can't use? You can't use the salt of chulin. That's what you can't. You can't use the salt for chulin. The Gemara says, chulin pshita. My boy hasam. What's chulin doing here? Rashi. Chulin bazara. What's chulin doing here? Ask Tosfos. I can't take my frankfurter from my backyard and bring it to the Azara and eat it there. Why not? I can't do that. Rashi seems that you can't do that. Why not? What if it's up to the terminal of Ewa? I want to hang out over here. It's a very holy place. Even though it's a butcher shop. It's a holy place. I want to be over here. Like, I want to, can't bring my lunch to eat it here. Not allowed to do that. Rashi says no. Right? Why not? Not so simple. You can't do that. So Tosfos gives a different thing. She's never going to ask that question. He quotes it from an old Tosfos that the question was, no, can I take the salt and bring it to my backyard? That's the thing that you can't do. To bring my food to there, why can't I do that? Why not? Oh, so that you can't do. But the Gemara says, chul in my boy hustle. What's chul doing here? The question Rashi says, what's chul doing in the Azara? The Shita says, nothing wrong with chul in the Azara. You can't use the salt. Nothing wrong with it. I'm going to bring you lunch and eat it there. Nothing wrong with that. The question was, chul my boy hustle, why is there salt in your backyard? That's the difference. That you can't do. Right? Afal gav damamar yochlu shiochlu imo chulin utruma. Even though we have an idea of chulin and truma, what does that mean? Chulin and truma. That there's a concept of eating chulin utruma kadesh tehene echelas al hasova. It's a much better milah if kachim is eaten when you're full. Why? Because it shows much more like karpeta. Same idea. It shows you're a king. It shows you're royalty. Much better when you're eating things when you're not starving. So you should fill up on chulin and truma to get yourself full. So therefore, when the kahanim would eat the meat, they wouldn't be starving. What about if there's so much meat to go around, they don't have to eat the chulin and the truma? But not only that, maybe they should, for the good sense, don't eat chulin and truma. Then you're going to run into nose problems. You have to measure. How starving should you be when you sit down at night to eat all this meat? You don't want any nose. Right? So you have to measure. So it goes both ways. Anyway, afilu hachi melach the kachim lo yavinu. You still can't bring the melach. Right? That's what it means. Right? That makes actually a lot of sense. Well, the reason is because Bezdin made it tonight. Hello, Asni Bezdin flow. But if they didn't make it tonight, then no. Hashdali Yisrael Yavinan. But we give the Kahanim, the Israelim salt. The Kahanim lo Yavinan. We're not going to give the Kahanim salt. Tanya Yachal over Harei Mincha. Yavi Melach Mi Beis Lemito Peso. Kederek Shem Maybe Lavona Mito Peso. I would think that when Yisrael brings salt, brings the carbon, he has to bring his own salt. Let's bring his own salt. The dinner was to call the former. Namar Habe Mincha, Lavi Mela. Benever Habe Mincha, Behegu Lavona. Ma Lavona Mitoch Beito, Ach Melech Mitoch Beito. Good. You have to bring everything else from your own house. Why should told be different? Oh, Klasel Derek Zu. Look at the other way. Namar Habe Mincha, Behegu Mela. Namar Habe Mincha, Behegu Eitzim. You bring your own wood? Yesterday you asked that question. Ma Eitzim, Mishal Tibor, Ach Melech Mishal Tibor. You don't have to bring your own wood. Now, Nira, Labi Dome. What should we compare the salt to? Is it like wood or is it like Lavona? Done in Dabar Noi B'chol B'zvachim, Yidabar Noi B'chol B'zvachim. So, you know what? We should compare it to something that applies to every single carbon, which is what? Which is wood. Al Tochiach Lavona, She'ein Anohegis B'chol B'zvachim. Don't compare it to Lavona, which doesn't apply to every carbon. Therefore, what's the story? You have to bring your own salt? No! Oh, or maybe that. Kachal Derech Zu. Done in Dabar Haba Ima B'kli Echad, Yidabar Haba Imi B'kli Echad. You, what about Kalim? If it comes in the same Kli. Don't compare it to Eitzim, which doesn't even have a Kli. Havalomar Bris Melach Olam. It's a Bris Melach. Lahal Nu Omer Ve'ez Bnei Yisrael Bris Olam Malahal Mishal Tibur Achkan Mishal Tibur. Right. In other words, do you have to bring your own salt? No. So the price is clear. It's a Gzeirah Shava. The Melach comes from the salt. The Melach comes from the Tibur. Right. Then why does it have to be a Tanai Bez to hot tomato the Kahanim to take salt from the Tibur? Right? Kahanim can't be worse than Yisrael. Right? So what do you see from here? And when Shmuel said that the Tanai Bez was mutter to use the salt, that was only for Kabanos. But if it's for private food, that doesn't apply. Amalei Rav Mordechai L'Ravashi, Hachi Kam Rav Shisha Brei Davidi, Lo Nitzrucha, we don't need the Tanai, Ela Leben Bukhri. Only to disprove the shita of Ben Bukhri. There's a tanai that you're allowed to use the salt. Right? That was to disprove, to go against the shita of Ben Bukhri. Titnan, Ben Bukhri of Ben, Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, Hey Ben Bukhri Biyavne, Kol Koe Shishokel Eina Chode. Any Koe, Joseph's a Levi also, that gives Machnas HaShekel, you don't have to. But you're not over Maltosin. You're not over anything if you do. You don't have to. Amalo, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Lo! Ki ala kol kori she'ena shokel chote. Now, if you don't give your chote, you're not exempt. The book we said, Kahanim and Levim are exempt from Machzis HaShekel. Says Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, absolutely not. Rashi, look at Rashi, kol kori she'ena shokel chote. B'shkala, b'farish time, d'chtibba, ze yitnu. Ze, gematria, look at this Rashi. Ze, gematria, shnei masar. Ze, gematria, 12, shvatim. Behind him, shevet Levi. B'chol ha'over mifareish, which says b'chol ha'over al-fakudim. Sheva Levi is not counted. What does he call ha'over? Says Rashi, b'chol ha'over mifareish ha'zim, b'chol ha'over mi'amta. B'chol ha'cross over the amta. Didn't Levi cross through the amta? They absolutely did. Therefore they're included, you hear this? Therefore they're included in the Masna Shekel. Then Bukhmi said, they're not. Says Yibokh le'metake, of course they are. Elo shakahanan darshin mikvot el atman. They were darshing the following pasuk for themselves incorrectly. Says, "B'chol minchas kohen kolol tiyeh lo sochal." Right, a mincha that a kohen brings himself, he can't eat. What? Lo tiyachel. Hold on, wait a minute. Omer, shtei lechem, lechem aponim, shalonu hi. They all bring the kohen bring all that every Shabbos, the Omer, Shavuot. Heich ne'achalim. How are they eating that? Obviously, they're eating it because they don't contribute to Matzah HaShekel, so therefore it's not theirs. The mistake is that the only time they don't eat their own karbanos is by private karbanos. If it's a carbon seeper, of course they can. Does that mean they're exempt from Matzah HaShekel? Well, of course not. Right? Of course not. And we'll stop here. We'll do the bottom Tosfos. So what did Rabbi Yochanan Medakai say? Rabbi Yochanan Medakai said, historical Tosfos. Rabbi Yochanan Medakai said, those kahanim are dead wrong. Those kahanim are wrong. Right, they made a drasha for themselves, not to have to give them out of the cheesecake. They're wrong. So it says, Tosfos, mashma, it's mashma from here the Yochanan ben Zakkai lo haya koi. He wasn't a koi. What did he say? Ah, those kahanim. Mashma, he wasn't a koi. Bahad the Tanya ben Sifri, we have a Sifri that says like this. Gabe para, by a para duma, Shabar Yochanan ben Zakkai le talmidav, Masha asu visharta yodai shachachti. What I did once when I made a para duma, I forgot. Well, I forgot exactly, which is Mashma. He was a koi. So Tosfos says, "Lavduhu atzmo ka'amar." He didn't mean to say he actually did the carbon. Ella ka'amar al pihara. It was under his auspices. That's what he means to say. The Yavit says that didn't happen either. There was no more paraduma by the time Yochanan ben Zakkai lived by Rabbi's instruction. There was no more paraduma anyway. He's just talking, stop talking. He meant if there would be a parah, if the whole thing was impossible, I would be in charge. That's all he meant to say. Bahad the maskin hasam the yesh omrim. Then he says, others say, with Hillel, by the way, there are Rishonim who hold, the Yochanan ben Zakkai was a Kohen. Just because he said, Yukahanim, he meant, Yukahanim that are wrong. That don't mean me. Yukahanim that are not giving Bach the Shekel, you people are wrong. Of course I'm a Kohen, but I'm giving the Bach the Shekel, because I know the Halacha. Right, so, Tosa seems to imply he wasn't a Kohen. It's not so clear, there isn't really a whole piece about Yochanan ben Zakkai's lineage. Alright, we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow.